Here now, today's No Sweat News. These are the bizarre stories of the day, the ones that make you go, oh, man, I hope I'm not related to those guys.
And what's at stake? Sammy Hagar tickets, right?
Yeah, big show.
Yes.
Whitesnake and Night Ranger, PNC Bank Art Center this August. And that giveaway is on the No Sweat News quiz on Friday morning.
Yes. Love it. We get so, you hear all these stories, remember them, and on Friday there's a quiz.
Dateline Texas for story number one. The San Antonio Zoo is where we go.
Oh.
You know, in the past, they've done that name a cockroach after your ex thing for a Valentine's Day. And
sure.
I do remember that.
That's nice for $5. There's your little ex rolling around as a cockroach.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, the San Antonio Zoo has stepped it up a little bit this year for Valentine's Day. They're going extra vengeful.
Oh.
You can name a rat after your ex. And then watch on their live camera feed as they feed that live rat to a snake.
Okay. Get the hell out of here.
Let me just say this.
Wow.
This thing's going to be shut down by PETA in about 2.5 seconds.
Hey, now, PETA, listen. The snake has to eat something
right.
Anyway. It's going to eat a rat.
Yeah, no, but exhibiting it like that in such a crest.
It's a survival of the fittest kind. I mean,
the
snake has to eat.
When Darwin was talking about evolution, he wasn't thinking webcam.
Yeah.
Like, it's some chick who's going to cost you $39.99 for every minute.
I wonder if you get, like, a certificate of some sort. Like, yeah, here's your rat, you know, and all that with her name on it.
I mean,
then maybe they put a little tag on the rat. Oh, there's Janine. There she goes.
It's this very right? Silence of the Lambs-ish.
Oh, no. The people who pay for this for $25 at the San Antonio Zoo website should definitely have themselves checked in somewhere.
It is.
Yeah. There should be some sort of voluntary check-in.
This is, if you're actually into watching that, there's a big difference between like a National Geographic documentary on wildlife in Africa and doing the, like a grainy webcam of a mouse being thrown into a snake's
and
mouth.
And paying to have the thing named after your ex.
Yeah, you're getting into a Ted Bundy territory. Yeah.
Absolutely. Agreed.
So just be careful.
That's why it's the No Sweat News.
Yeah. It might put you on watch after that one. I don't know
where they go after this.
I think,
maybe they can name a baby seal after your ex and you can watch as the orcas knock it off the iceberg and eat it whole.
Too much. I guarantee you this website bounces to another website that's actually called FBI.com because you're going to instantly be put on a list.
Seriously.
You sign up for this product.
I like the baby seal idea,
psycho killer.
I mean, that's something we should start here.
It's
Goss,
not.
Look into that.
No.
Yeah,
don't.
We'll do.
I'll back you.
Put that away.
Okay, Dateline the Instagram for story number two. Now, there are some wellness influencers on Instagram who have stopped drinking water.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
They
say
what?
They're choosing not to drink water. They're hydrating exclusively just by eating fruits and vegetables instead.
I hate Instagram.
That sounds kind of deadly.
Instagram influencers might be the worst people
right now
in the world.
Some of the reason I actually agree with, because they're sick of using plastic, single-use plastic, you know. All right, yeah, we got a problem with
get a water filter for crying out loud.
Exactly. Get yourself a water filter and a reusable bottle.
I think
there's like two of them in the studio right now. And getting used to single-use plastic is admirable, but not drinking any water. One doctor's reaction, quote, I would highly discourage.
You'll die.
Well, yeah.
Hi, millennial. Yeah. You'll be dead.
This could be an issue.
90% of your body's made up of water.
We need water to survive.
Enjoy the constipation.
They didn't learn that in school, probably.
To Florida for story number three, the soft white underbelly in Florida coming through again. Ian Simmons and Joshua Reinhart got pulled over for speeding near Pensacola, Florida last Saturday. Josh had an active warrant out for his arrest, so you know, they searched the car, and they found two bags in the car that they immediately thought might be full of drugs because each bag had printing on the sign that said, quote, in large letters, quote, bag full of drugs.
Well, that just stands out like a sore thumb, huh?
This is a Naked Gun movie.
Yeah.
Should we bring
like
in
that's something the bleeping Zucker brothers come up with?
So it was filled with drugs, and they got extra charges.
Who labels They're illegal product.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Apparently,
Lloyd and Harry from Dumb and Dumber.
This is the bag full of drugs bags are supposed to be a joke for ladies to use as makeup bags. But for whatever reason, these guys said, hey, let's use them for our real drugs.
It would be funny if we used them for our actual drugs.
Yeah, and it was funny.
Not good.
It's funny. I'm sure the cops got a real good laugh out of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I see a bank robber going into the thing with a gun with right. spray paint G-U-N on the side of the handle.
He should be wearing it. His hoodie should have this is a robbery on it.
Like, what the hell? Do you think we need to bring the dog in on this one? Like, no, I think we got this.
Thank you, Florida. Appreciate it.
Always coming through.
Sammy Hagar tickets on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz. If you miss any of the episodes, please enjoy the podcast section at WRAT.com on the left side nav bar.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.